Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 26 with verses 39 through 41. Jesus advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to his disciples, Jesus found them asleep. He said to Peter, "So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. Is your spirit willing, yet your flesh is weak? Should it say, "the final test"? Somewhere in each and every one is this feeling of ultimate repentance. Being able to get away with living in the world, which, by the way, many times becomes a living fantasy, for we do what we want when we want it. There is no limitation here. The world has your rest and your bedroom too, stealing your spirit and the flesh until you lose. What will you lose? Salvation? This surrender seems so hard for many. The road is narrow to heaven, they say. Not many people take the journey each day. We want to think that each and every soul goes here, but the Bible is very clear, and that frightens many to witness him in fear. Like me and truth and those you convert by just being the real you. Do unto others as you want life to do to you. So stay awake in Christ in every step you take. Be watchful for evil and learn how to pray. What you practice in reading the Word of God each day, you too will proclaim His freedom from sin by living love, faith, and hope of His grace, where life eternal we win, as we eternally say, God first and Jesus, should keep you awake in goodwill each day. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. I did hear from Alan yesterday in his silent ways of showing what he's doing in his life out in L.A. He was having dinner with his neighbors. We continue to pray for their repentance and their love of life and their father. Pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we have special intentions today for a couple of things going on in the world and in our lives. We pray for those special intentions. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 26 with verses 39 through 41. Couldn't you just stay and watch with me? Jesus says to Peter. Our poem today is three stanzas. It's ongoing. It's titled, will yours, not mine, I obey. Prayer prostration advanced Jesus to say, Father mine, pass this cup away. Will yours, not mine, I obey. Returning to ask his disciples to pray. Asleep he found them against the wall. Peter said, Jesus, awakened by his call. Hour one, me watch, keep not at all. Pray and watch, test, undergo not your fall. Willing is spirit, weak is flesh. Learn to hear it while taking your rest. Amen. I'm Tom Shooker's Words. It's July 19th, 2023. And we're recording this morning at 4:39. Actually, it's 4:27 right now. 4:27 in the a.m. Up early today, seeking the will of God. Just got a lot of spirit-led instructions on my mind. Trying to do what we can in Christ before many say it's too late. Will we sleep past the resurrection? We'll be asleep in his call. We pray not. As we call out to Jesus and close at 7:11 today, God bless our good friends John and Marie as we close in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Stay awake in Jesus. Amen. God bless you.